When Amina Mohammed gave birth to her daughter 2 years ago, she said the child was in good health. But a lack of sufficient food for Amina's family in Lake Chad, north of the Chadian capital in N'Djamena, has now left Kaltuma malnourished.
There are so many types of food she needs, and we don't have them at home. We have to go buy it from the market, and things are expensive. We buy what we need, depending on the money we have available.
Amina and her family represent some of more than 5.5 million people facing food shortages across Chad. That's more than a third of the population, and more than 3 million of those are children. The highest number is in Lake Chad, where hundreds of thousands of families struggle to get nutritious food. While some people in Chad can't get the food they need due to climate change or conflict, here both factors affect that. Lake Chad is one of the main sources of food here, but has dried up to about a tenth of its size in the past 50 years. And the presence of the militant group Boko Haram has cut off many from their livelihoods. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced because of the violence around the lake. Fatima Ibrahim and her family fled to this side of the lake for safety, but she said aid has dwindled to nothing in the 8 years they've been here.
In a day, if we're lucky, we get meals, but our lives are hard. If we have breakfast, we don't have lunch. If we get dinner, then there is no breakfast the next morning. It is extremely hard and there are no jobs for us.
Earlier this year, Chad's government declared a food emergency and urged national and international organizations to assist those in need.
We need about 100,000 metric tons, and the government has secured 6,000 tons and distributed it to the markets for people to be able to get it. Some countries have donated, but others, and some monetary bodies, have only pledged to stand by the people of Chad, but they're yet to keep their promise.
And while the government waits for aid, those in need continue to suffer. Amina fears she may lose her daughter. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Lake Chad.